Class 5, Subject Science, Topic First Aid. Children, today we will start with a new chapter, which is First Aid. For this, you may refer to page number 47. As we know, children, accidents may take place anytime without warning. If such a situation comes, we should be ready to give aid to the injured. Nowadays, most of the road accidents occur due to the carelessness of the drivers. The safety on roads is more important than ever because the traffic has increased very much and every person is in a hurry. Road signs must be read carefully because they are meant for our safety. We must follow safety rules on the road. Children, you must read and understand following the road signs carefully, which is given on page 47. Now, children, what is first aid? During an accident, the help or aid given to the victim before the arrival of a doctor is called the first aid. As a good citizen, we must know how to give first aid. Different kinds of injuries need different kinds of first aid. The person giving first aid must always remain calm. Here are some ways of giving first aid. First, which is number one, that is bleeding. If there is a minor cut or wound on the skin, clean the wound with sterilized warm water and then apply tincture of iodine and put a piece of cloth over it. After that, protect it from dust by covering it with a bandage or tape. And in case of a major cut or wound, we should cover the wound with a dry, sterilized cotton or a clean piece of cloth. If bleeding does not stop this way, then put some ice or cold water on the wound because blood clots in cold water. Clotting stops bleeding. Make the patient drink plenty of water. Sometimes, children, bleeding does not stop even by putting ice or cold water on the wound. In that case, locate the pressure point nearest to the wound, and there are 12 pressure points in a human body. Next is fracture, which is number 2. Now, what is called fracture? Any crack or break in bone is called a fracture. And in case of a fracture, what we should do? First, keep the patient calm and comfortable and send for the doctor immediately. And number 2, we should apply a splint to give support to the broken bone and to avoid any unnecessary movement. Any easily available article like sheets of newspaper, magazines, cardboard or a pillow around the injured bone can act as a splint. And this will prevent further dislocation of the bone. Number 3, get an X-ray of the fractured part. Next, which is number 3, that is burns. Now, in case of a burns, if the clothes of a person catch fire, cover him with a blanket or thick mattress or duri, because this will cut out the air supply to the burning clothes. Therefore, the fire will stop.